This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Friday the 8th of December.
Dusty boy, video game Grand Theft Auto, or GTA, is having a revival like no other. Ooh. Get this one. In just 22 hours, the first trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6 has racked up 85 million views. That has broken even Mr. Beast's record for most YouTube views in 24 hours.
And nobody beats Mr. Beast,
baby. Nobody.
Now, Flux fam, as we head into the most expensive period of the year, bar none, It's all about spending smarter and not harder this summer. That's why this month's Academy is all about spending smart this summer and avoiding the painful financial hangover in January.
True.
So we're talking all ways to find cheaper presents, make some moolah too. So if you want to check it out, download the Flux app and check out the Academy this month.
Three frugal stories today, Jazzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Chemist Warehouse is looking likely to list on the ASX before the end of the year in a reverse listing via one of its suppliers.
This is not the grand entrance that everyone was expecting from Chemist Warehouse, so Tell me more, B-Man.
Well, I take you back to the year 2000. Mm-hmm. We were all relieved that Y2K bug did not take over. What else was happening then, Jazzy boy?
And Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas made everyone want to learn guitar, and I believe you took it up, B-Man.
I did. It was also the year that Chemist Warehouse opened its first store in Melbourne.
Now, since then, B-Man, Chemist Warehouse has grown to over 500 stores in Australia.
And it generated $3.1 billion revenue in the last financial year.
But now, Chemist Warehouse is looking likely to take control of its supplier, Sigma Healthcare, in a reverse listing on the ASX.
Sigma Healthcare, which Chemist Warehouse already owns 10% of.
So what is the key learning here?
A reverse listing is a way for a private company to go public.
Often, when a company doesn't meet the requirements to list on the stock exchange itself.
And Jazzy boy, these listings are often called by another name, backdoor listings.
That's because it means the company gets on the exchange by going through a back door.
Now, by doing this, Chemist Warehouse can bypass the lengthy and complex process of going public.
Think investor roadshows, extensive investor memorandums, And a high level of compliance with ASX rules.
You see, Jazzy boy, it's believed that the regulations of the pharmacy industry has forced Chemist Warehouse to set up some unusual ownership structures.
So it seems like this reverse listing gives them an easier path to the ASX. For our second story, Australia Post has got the all clear to end daily letter deliveries in order to keep itself financially viable.
Honestly, didn't even know that letters still exist personally, but tell me more, Jazzy boy.
Well, yes, they do, B-Man. And Australia Post has been delivering letters all around Australia since 1809.
Now, for many, many years, that has also included posties delivering all the fun stuff in the mail every single day.
Think a speeding fine, a land tax, or possibly even a love letter.
But as emails and texts and social media become our main source of communication, Their digital letterbox has overtaken the physical one.
In fact, B-Man, the volume of letters sent in Australia is down by almost 67% since 2008.
And as a result, five-day-a-week delivery led Australia Post to a $200 million loss last financial year.
But now, the government has agreed to end the daily letter deliveries.
And this means letter deliveries only available every second day.
And this is good news for Australia Post, who's kind of stuck between the government and a hard place.
So what's the key learning here?
Balancing community obligations and business viability is a financial tightrope for government business enterprises.
Yep, government business enterprises like Australia Post, they have dual responsibilities.
On one hand, they're expected to operate like commercial entities.
Yep, they need to generate profit.
But on the other hand, these enterprises are also bound by community service obligations.
Like having a certain number of post offices in each region across the country.
And delivering mail each and every day, no matter how many or few letters there are.
And Jazzy boy, it's kind of crazy. Australia Post's letter division lost $384 million last financial year. And Australia Post aren't the only ones in this position.
Yep, Canada Post and UK's Royal Mail also both losing more than $500 million each year.
For our third and final story, Twitch is shutting down its operations in South Korea because of prohibitively expensive network fees.
That is a huge bummer for the big gamers in South Korea. Yep. So what is the story here?
Twitch is the live streaming service that broadcasts esports and music and also creative content.
It was launched in 2011, and 3 years later, it was bought by Amazon for a whopping $970 million.
Now, Twitch has announced it will be shutting down its business in South Korea. And it all boils down to the moolah, the dollar doodah days, the Benjamins.
Yeah, the network costs in South Korea have become too expensive for Twitch to cover.
Yep, there's a specific type of internet traffic tax that South Korea charges. And that means that it's facing operational costs 10 times higher in South Korea than other countries.
Which isn't really sustainable for them. So what is the key learning here?
The era of free data rights could be ending as regulators are catching up with tech companies.
You see, B-Man, South Korea's unique tax model requires tech giants to pay a fee for delivering content to end users. users.
That's because these tech companies and their large usage are contributing to the clogging of the internet in South Korea.
And B-Man, this tax approach could be setting a new global precedent. India, which is the world's second largest wireless market, have called these regulatory changes in South Korea an inspiration.
And the EU has also been debating this issue for months.
So if this trend picks up, it could mean a total shift in the digital economy and who holds financial responsibility for network traffic.
Mm-hmm.
B-Man, I gotta admit, there are lots of events coming up in December from weddings, engagement parties, and festivals. It's gonna be expensive.
Don't forget travel, Jazzy Boy, as well.
That's why this month's Academy is all about spending smart this summer and avoiding the financial hangover in January.
Did I mention Christmas presents as well, Jazzy Boy?
So if you want to learn more how to be smart this summer, download the Flux app and check out the Academy.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.